telling these tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom.
Well, what's up, Wisconsin? How y'all doing? Happy Monday, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As ever, and it seems like every day now, we have an incredibly jam-packed show for you. Very special guests from front to back. We're going to kick off the day with Jeff Mandel, the General Counsel of Law Forward. He knows a ton about elections, a ton about protecting the franchise and voters' rights. We're going to talk to Jeff at 2:30, as it is Monday. I'm going to joined by the Center for American Progress Action Fund for their regular segment. My special guest today from CPAF is Maya Ives-Ruble. She's the Senior Director of the Disability Justice Initiative at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. She's one of the most widely known disability justice organizers in the U.S. As evidence of that, she was the founder of the Women's March Disability Caucus, so that should be really compelling. For this episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talk Money, I'm joined by Karen Stewart at 3 o'clock. She is a patriotic millionaire herself, and she is a former operator of 4 elderly residential care facilities and a financial planner. We're going to dig in with Karen, very excited. And of course, because it's Monday, we've got In Case You Missed It with Dom Salvia, my friend that has a great show that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. But folks, I got my business done today. I got my early vote in. I got my sticker on. Oh, it fell off. Those don't stick very well, do they? And it didn't take me that long. I was really excited. I was in and out of there in under like 20 minutes. Got my early vote in the bag today. I felt a palpable sense of relief, y'all. I was like, okay, that's done. I don't have to have that like top of mind every day. Like, when am I going to get this done? What I can say to you is look at your calendars. Day-to-day life is busy. It's messy. And we seem to run out of time. That is at least my problem. I don't know about you. My schedule just feels packed every day. So I had to look at my schedule for this week and Monday and Tuesday next week and be like, where do I have an hour or two, maybe even a little bit more to make sure that I get my vote counted? And I got it done today. I suggest you do the same. Look at the next 7 business days. Make sure that you have a couple of hours set aside. Talk to your boss. Every Wisconsin worker is entitled to at most 3 hours on election day, so on next Tuesday on November 5th. But make a plan. And then ask all your friends and family, do they have a plan to vote? Because that's what it is all about. With that, oh, one last thing. Do not forget that Civic Media has got you covered when it comes to all of your voting logistics. You too should be a voter in 2024. If you need more information, of course, you can always go to myvote.wi.gov. But we've got you covered too at civicmedia.us/vote. And because we got new maps in Wisconsin and we've got races up and down the state assembly and Senate, we've got you covered for that too. Our political editor, Dan Schaefer, put together a comprehensive guide for every single Senate and assembly race occurring this November. You can check that out at Civic as well at civicmedia.us/voterguide. Now, with all of those good introductions and business out of the way, I'm very excited and happy to bring my guest and friend back to the Maggie Dawn Show, Jeff Mandel, General Counsel of Law Forward. Thanks so much for making time, Jeff. It's always great to see you.
Thanks for having me, and congratulations on voting today.
Oh, thank you. Again, there is a palpable weight off my shoulders. I can't even tell you. Whew! Jeff, we got 8 days until the election. What are you seeing in terms of early voting, since we're talking about that?
Well, we're seeing that early voting is up across the state. I think that lots of voters share your feeling, Maggie, that they are enthusiastic to vote in this election and that they want to get it done so that it is not hanging over them for the next 8 days, the next week, until Election Day. And so in all parts of the state, in all counties, we are seeing numbers that are significantly up for early voting. And any listener who wants to vote between now and Election Day has that opportunity and should go and take advantage of it. And then it's one less thing to worry about next week.
Absolutely. I've heard a lot being made of Republican early voting. And I because now Donald Trump has fully embraced it. Almost every speaker that took the stage at the racist, misogynistic, homophobic, nativist, fascist rally yesterday at Madison Square Garden told people to vote early. I don't know. What's your take, Jeff? I don't care if Republicans are early voting. It's just go out there and vote. I've always been pro more people voting. That's a good thing to me. That's democracy in action. Your reactions to some of these estimates of how the early vote is breaking down.
Well, I'm with you, Maggie. We want all eligible voters to participate. Our democracy works best when all of us are doing it together. And Wisconsin traditionally has very high voter participation rates compared to our neighboring states. We are usually first or second in the country for voter participation. And so I'm thrilled to see early voting up in all parts of the state. Everyone should vote.
Yeah, that, to me, that's always been the bottom line. It's funny, though, Jeff. Seems that only one party is concerned and adopting all kinds of new restrictions on voting. It's odd, but we can deal with that tangent in a minute. But let's keep it to brass tacks, Jeff. What do people need to know as they prepare to vote? What's changed from the last presidential election, if that's the last time some of the folks out there have voted?
Well, the big change since the last presidential election is that we're not in the middle of the COVID pandemic in the same way.
Right.
And so there's a lot less to be worried about in terms of going to vote in person, whether that's in person early or in person on Election Day. And as you noted earlier, you know, voting is easy. It is pretty simple in Wisconsin. You do need ID. And if you vote early, you can vote at any early voting location within your city or town or village. If you vote on Election Day, you have to go to your assigned polling place. And you can find all of that information on those locations at myvote.wi.gov. And it sounds like you can also find them on the Civic Media website, which is a great resource. So people should check and make sure they have the right kind of ID. The other thing that every listener should know is that here in Wisconsin, we have same-day voter registration. That's not true in most of the country. So if you are not registered to vote or if your registration is out of date because you have moved, you can fix that at the polls. You can show up for early voting or on Election Day, and you can register to vote or update your registration, and you can vote right there on the spot.
Folks, that is Jeff Mandel. He's the general counsel of Law Forward, a law firm here in the state of Wisconsin. He's been thinking and working and litigating about these issues for a very long time. So happy to have you. If you have a question for Jeff or I, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And an incredibly important thing that you just mentioned, Jeff, I wanted to give it some re-emphasis, if you will. And that is, if you are early voting, or if you've received your ballot in the mail, you can turn in your ballot that you received in the mail. You don't have to mail it back. That's thing one. Thing two is, if you want to early vote in person, you do not have to go to a particular place in your jurisdiction. You can go to any of the polling places for early voting in your jurisdiction. If you vote on November 5th, you have to go to the right place to vote, and you have to look that up if you don't know what it is. But right now, again, if you go to early vote, you can go to any of the polling places within your jurisdiction where you are a resident that they have open to the public. You can check out what those polling places are, their hours, all that good stuff, again, at myvote.wi.gov. Last time we talked, drop boxes seem to be quite the controversial item. We had a mayor carting off one. We had a sheriff in Dodge County seemingly intimidating clerks into not using them. What's the status of drop boxes right now, Jeff?
Well, Well, drop boxes are, as we talked about last time, they are legal. And they can be used in Wisconsin. They've been used for decades. They are safe and secure. They are convenient for people. And what we saw in the last couple of years was a brief period where the courts said that drop boxes were illegal. But they'd always been legal under Wisconsin law. Wisconsin law hadn't changed. Just this one judicial decision did. And now drop boxes are legal again. As we discussed a couple of weeks ago, Maggie, that led to a couple of hiccups in implementation. There have been some figures around the state who are anti-Dropbox or are very skeptical about drop boxes. But I think that that's really behind us now. And those municipalities that are using them, I think, are finding success. And if any listener who is in a municipality that is using drop boxes should feel completely comfortable and secure depositing their ballot in an absentee drop box, which allows them to return it at any time of day or night.
And where does the situation lie, Jeff, with those two smaller villages in Wisconsin that had been sued by the Department of Justice for their refusal to use brand new voting machines that they had purchased? Where is it in those two jurisdictions right now? Where does it stand?
Sure. Those are two small towns in Rusk County up north. One of those towns, the town of Lawrence, settled with the United States Department of Justice and has resumed using electronic voting machines for those who wish to use them. And the other, the town of Thornapple, had to be sued by the Department of Justice, but there was a federal court injunction, that is an order entered, and we fully expect the town of Thornapple is also making electronic voting machines available to those voters who wish to use them.
Folks, that's Jeff Mandel, general counsel of Law Forward, a law firm here in the state of Wisconsin that's looking out to preserve your right to vote. We're going to have more with Jeff when we come back. Your questions and comments, as always, are welcome. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.